This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatalski. Getting older is not always easy. Getting older in South Florida brings its own challenges, like affordable housing, transportation, and issues facing LGBTQ seniors. I joined more than 200 seniors and caregivers in Davie at a symposium on all things aging.
Generally, for each sheet, choose a green, yellow, or red.
Yeah.
Inside a packed classroom at Nova Southeastern University, people are voting with colored stickers on ideas to give LGBTQ senior citizens more protections as they age. Elizabeth Schwartz voted in favor of cultural training for people working in nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
We need discrimination protections in housing, and these nursing homes who are discriminating against folks can't do that.
Schwartz is a Hollywood native who's based in Miami now. She co-chairs the National Board for SAGE, an organization that provides advocacy and services to elderly LGBTQ people. South Florida counties have anti-discrimination laws on the books, but the state and federal government do not. The South Florida Institute on Aging put on the symposium. Peter Caldas is the organization's president and CEO. He says they want to talk about issues other than healthcare.
More and more social and economic issues are coming up as more pressing. In many instances, are social determinants of health.
For Schwartz, she says the sessions have made her think about her own circumstance, getting older as an LGBTQ person here.
My wife and I are certainly looking at what our future is going to look like aging in South Florida.
I'm Katie Swatalski in Davie.